Xavier and Ryan.
This Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up is for ECU, Australia's top-ranked public university for student experience.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hits 92.9. In this catch-up,
Andy Lee and choosing the wedding dress.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John.
Let's now chat some weddings, shall we?
Our next guest, Bride Chiller.
We were brides, like, all the time. Brides, brides.
Oh, yes. The number one wedding podcast, wedding planning community and blog. I've been listening to her for a while. Alicia from Bride Chiller, hello.
Oh, Heidi, hello. How are you feeling? I know you're getting close. I've been following all your Instagram and things. It's amazing.
I know. Well, look, my wedding's sorted and that's next Friday, but we've got enough.
Hang on. I've got to interject here.
Yeah?
Your wedding's sorted. You just said to me this morning you didn't sleep from 1:30 because you're looking at the chores you've got to do.
No, but that's about something else.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, so gosh.
The wedding's done.
Oh, right.
And my mum and dad are here at the moment, so I don't know if that's one of your tips that you're going to give us today, but they've flown in early to do anything that I need doing. So they're running around. But the wedding is, of course, Amy and Jamie. So they were runners up for the 20K towards your special date. And we gave them a choice and we said, we can marry you next Friday. So we had 7 days to plan. We're now 3 days out and realizing we're not sorted with everything.
It's not a home
days.
Run yet.
It's not a home run. So we thought, bring in the expert, which is you.
Yes.
And and you can give us the hot tips, you know. We're ready to ditch the BS and make our wedding planning easy.
Good. Well, this is good. Look, I think you mentioned the parents are in town and I think that's fantastic. And my first tip is delegation. And this is not necessarily making people do like slave labour for you. But I think a lot of people, you know, I'm the sort of person that's like, oh, it's too hard to explain it. I'll just do it myself. And I think that actually can get you into a lot of trouble. So if people are there going, please, we want to help you, and they're not total like douchebags, then and you trust them, just give them jobs. Just hand away jobs and stop thinking about stupid little things
We kind of have done that, haven't we, Zave? Tori, our promotions girl, our producing team.
She's running.
We just sell it on air and say, hey, guys, we've got this, we've got that, we've got this. So we're kind of delegating,
Tori,
I reckon.
We've delegated really well. Tori in promotions, she could actually run a wedding planning business at the moment.
No, so
well,
I think
she might ditch you guys and she might be like, I'm not doing promotions, I'm not doing weddings.
She'll be damn good at it. Okay, so delegate, tick.
I think also, look, now there's a thing that I can't say it on air, but it's the effort bucket is what I call it. I think we can all know what that is.
Yes.
Effort is in EFFORT or
the F word, the F bomb.
Okay, got you.
I think you know what it is.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to be clean for the radio, but you know, this is where I say you put all of the tasks, worries, obligations and stuff that really don't make any difference when it gets to the big day. And we always say, just chuck it in the effort bucket. So my big advice to people is, honestly, when you get to the wedding day, a lot of the little details that you're freaking out about right now just doesn't matter. Like, no one will care if the napkins match chair covers, which you know I hate, or these little details that people become absolutely feral over. In the end, as long as you've got your fellow weirdo, you got a bit of chance or something, you're fine. You're going to have a good time.
It's so true, isn't it? We get so caught up in this one day of everything has to be perfect when, in fact, who cares if things stuff up? I mean, Zaves, we're only doing a live radio show whilst they get married, so...
Correct, that's right. But, I mean, it's not about us on the day, surely.
It isn't, no. And what else have you got for us?
Well, you did mention the word perfect, and this is another thing I'm a big advocate of saying, look, perfection is like unicorns. We loved the idea that they exist, but it doesn't. So if you can ditch the idea of perfection and to go, your idea of perfection is way different to mine and vice versa.
Yeah.
So I think if we can also go, forget it, who cares, loosen up a little bit, like philosophically, ethically, lovely words like this, flowery, it makes things so much easier to not have to worry about it.
I actually think people need to do that in society every single day.
Yes.
That no one lives a perfect life. We all have a mortgage. We all battle our backsides off. Nothing's perfect.
Yes.
move on and go back to work.
I feel like everything you said we could put to our life, Alicia, like delegate, the effort.
Oh, delegate. Bucket. Yeah, you'd be delegating.
Thanks so much for joining us, Alicia. I know if anyone wants to grab your books, they are The Bride Chiller, Wedding Planning Survival Guide. They can find you on Instagram under Bride Chiller.
Thank you.
Also, don't forget to download the podcast because honestly, there is so many episodes of women and yourself that are going through all different things. And good luck to the happy couple on Friday, Zaves. We'll be delegating from now on.
I will be following from afar and you're a goddess and you with good luck for next week. You don't need it. You can have a great time.
Oh, thanks, Alicia, you legend.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Yeah, call, detonate and cash in. We've hit 99's Beat the Bomb. Instant cash on the line, guys, this morning.
Good morning, Lara. How are you going, mate?
I'm good, thanks. Really nervous.
Hey, do you play along in the car most mornings at 7 a.m?
I do.
You do? Have you got a set figure in mind that you'd be happy to cash out on, or are you just going to see how it feels?
I'm just going to see how it feels because any amount would be amazing.
Okay. Well, Lara, let's see if Ryan John is the unlucky person who's usually in the studio because he's away today.
And we did have a mega bomb last weekend,
though. We did have a mega bomb last week.
And there's a mega bomb this week sometime, too.
Ooh. So Luke's in here pressing the buttons, doing Ryan's job today. Shall we do this? Lara, all you need to do is yell out stop when you want to stop. Hopefully it's before the bomb goes off.
And remember, if it gets you $10,000, don't celebrate. You actually still have to say stop, okay?
And don't forget to yell out, light the fuse. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All righty. Light that fuse.
Let's go.
150 dollars. $270.
Stop.
Oh my god!
$270.
Nah, I'm thrilled.
What are you going to do with $270? You got a bill or something to knock over?
No, I'm pretty all right with bills at the moment, but I've got three girls and I'm about to have some holidays, school holidays with, so we're going to have some mum and daughter fun.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Nice. Okay, well, should we just rub it in and see what you could have got?
Hopefully it isn't absolutely a 10K bomb, but let's go.
$100. $550.
Oh, no.
$650.
Well done. $270.
I'm happy, more than happy, guys. Thank you.
Well done, Lara.
Massive congratulations, Lara, which means if there is a mega bomb this week, what's today? Tuesday? So Wednesday, Tuesday. Thursday,
what day do you reckon it'll go off?
Friday.
What do you think?
I reckon it's going to be Friday.
Yeah. I reckon at the wedding.
Lara,
I reckon at the wedding.
Imagine if you know we get marrying a couple on our show on Friday.
I do, and I reckon it's going to be a pretty special day, so I reckon a mega Friday.
Oh, a mega Friday. All right, so Amy and Jamie are getting married on our show. Lara, massive congratulations. Your 270 is coming your way, sister.
Good work, Lara. Saving isn't always simple. If you have $1,000, you can get into a home with Home Buyer Centre.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
The wedding that Perth builds with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan. Thanks to Celebrations, your local independent liquor store.
Man, cannot wait for this on Friday.
How's the love in the air, Ellis?
Kim and Amy, I can't wait for the big day.
Who?
No.
Oh, my God.
Are you, hang on. Did you just get their names wrong?
No, I didn't.
Is that a joke? Was that an Xavier Ellis joke?
It is, of course, Jamie and Amy. Of course.
Kim and Ken's were the winners of the 20K towards their special date. If we're just catching you up now, they won. Perth, you voted for them. But then you also suggested, what about Amy and Jamie? They have such a beautiful story. Ames is a gorgeous girl and she's so close to her grandfather and sadly he is, they've given him a year, I think, which is absolutely tragic.
And let's be honest, the money and people paying for your wedding is also a
bit of a really exciting time. And her and Jamie are a great couple. They've been together for 3.5 years. Yesterday, Ames went out. I'm so excited for her. I'll get emotional. She went out yesterday to try and find a wedding dress that was suggested by you, Perth. We sent our microphone, Dave Todd, our producer, with her. Have a listen to how it all went down.
Hi, it's Amy. I only have 3 days? Three? Four? Three. Definitely three. To the wedding. I have brought my maid of honor, Ebony, my mum with me, to have a look at all the gowns and try them all on. We are at Bridal by Aubrey Rose.
Amy is very fussy. She likes the lace types and things with sparkles.
Yeah, anything will look good on Amy, to be honest. She looks good in anything, really. Put her in a paper bag and she'll look good.
She's a very strong-willed, opinionated young lady. Coming here today is really important to me. I just wanted to be part of her choosing a wedding dress. The rest of it she can do herself.
This dress is it's very flattering. It's a little bit like itchy though. On the insides.
Amy has an hourglass figure. Something modern, something not old-fashioned.
Those ones, no. They're like what my grandma wear.
No long sleeves.
I love that belt.
It should be on top of a cake.
My mum picked this one out and I love it. It's so pretty. It's very boho.
Nice choice, mum.
Earthy, hippie vibe, not stiff and traditional bridal.
You got to remember you got to get it altered before Thursday.
You look like a mermaid.
I think I like the other one better. The other one's a bit more unique.
You just put that on, it just works. The colour just brings all the features out.
Yeah.
Skin tone, eye tone, everything works.
So I'm currently stuck between two dresses right now. They're both very similar, but one has sleeves and one doesn't. They both have the amazing back, open back. I think this is the one, I think. Very lacy, very pretty.
Go with your rusting theme and everything. It looks so beautiful.
Okay.
So Amy Lee, are you saying yes to the dress?
Yes.
Oh my God, chosen I just got emotional, Amy.
Ames, just a couple of things. You said definitely 3 days. It was Monday yesterday, so we're not getting married on a Thursday,
no,
are we?
But you don't have to focus on that. I'm focusing on the emotion.
Ames, your friend said you got an hourglass figure.
She obviously definitely doesn't know what an hourglass is.
Have you ever seen an hourglass in your life?
Hourglass is like Beyonce. Curvaceous.
Nicki Minaj style, you know?
You've got a beautiful petite, I would say.
Yeah, I definitely don't have that.
But that's okay. She was just painting the picture for us all.
Well done, Ames.
Ames, that made me emotional. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good now that I've got it. I was freaking out because I didn't have a dress. Now I've got it finally.
So you've locked your dress in and it was given to you by Bridal by Aubrey Rose.
Yeah,
so,
they're beautiful there.
Oh, they're legends. So,
lovely.
How are the nerves?
I feel okay. I think I'm getting sick though, which is freaking me out.
Oh my, I'm getting a bit of a glurgy throat.
Right, guys, don't bring down the mood.
Now, Ames, just a quick one from me. How long did it take to pick the dress, or did the dress pick you, as they like to say sometimes?
I think I was there for like 2.5 hours or something. Like it was.
That's not too bad.
That's pretty good.
How long did it take you to look at your wedding dress hides?
I knew straight away because my friends designed it.
You.
And she picked me and it picked me. But it's custom made, which obviously Ames doesn't have time for that right now.
Yeah.
We just got to get what we can for you, don't we, sister?
Are you second guessing your decision right now? Because it is a big day coming up on Friday, you know, only less than a week to build a wedding. How are you feeling, Amy?
I feel good.
Okay.
And Jamie, how's Jamie?
Yeah, how's James? Jamie.
He's freaking out a little bit, I think.
He's freaking out a little bit, is he?
A little bit.
What are the signs?
I think so.
What's he nervous about?
I don't actually know. I just think he's, because he hasn't got a suit or anything.
Oh, yeah, but that's happening today, sister, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I have not, honestly. I don't even know.
Is there anything that you're worried about having someone, you do seem like a little bit of a control freak?
I definitely am.
Yeah. Are you worried that because we're kind of controlling your wedding, is there anything you're worried about?
No.
Tori's
doing an amazing job.
All right. Yeah. Big pump up to Tori. So Tori's works in promotion. She's now pretty much the wedding planner. Hit 929. All right, Ames. Well, we're all excited. Like I said, I got super emotional hearing that. I cannot wait to see you on Friday. I know we'll be catching up with you over the next couple of days, but rest easy, my friend. Go get some immune boosters.
I need a whole packet of those.
Get your chakra shaking.
We can balance you with a chakra balancing if you like. But we're all behind you. Perth is so excited. And we will see you walk down the aisle at Stables Bar on Friday.
Ames, imagine if you lost your voice.
I would die. Don't say that.
Don't put it out to the universe.
Imagine if you lost your voice.
All right, Ames. Well, if anyone wants to catch up about your dress or anything on our social media, it's Heidi, Xavier and Ryan. And we'll see Jamie today when he goes to get his suit.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
It's on the line.
The wedding that Perth builds with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Yeah, this time Friday, Jamie and Amy going to be married on this radio show.
Thanks to Celebrations, your local independent liquor store.
Perth, you have been absolutely phenomenal. When we didn't give Amy and Jamie the 20K towards their special day on Friday, because sadly the votes were, I think, about 16,000 different.
Yeah.
Or even more, huge. Actually, 19,000 different. Kim and Ken's won. Massive congratulations.
20G in their account already.
20G in their account already. But Perth, you said, look, Amy was desperate to get married. Jamie and her are a great couple. They've been together for 3.5 years. Her grandfather is sadly pretty sick. You decided that we're going to marry them this Friday on our radio show. And so it is happening. They decided we're locking it in, but it is the wedding that you are building.
And we're big on participation awards on this show. So
there's a funny article that came out in the news about that today.
Oh,
we might
there?
Have to discuss that tomorrow.
Oh, I will. Participation awards.
But yes, yeah, so Christy from Miss Me Not Flowers, hello.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me back.
No worries. Now, you called on Friday because we were inundated with people just going, hey, I want to donate this, I want to donate. We've got loads of messages. Now, Tori, who's promotions girl, is pretty much our wedding planner now.
Yeah.
She's almost done a 12-month course in 2 days.
Yeah. I know. Well, she sat down with Amy and they have chosen you.
Yes. It's very exciting. Very exciting.
Massive congratulations.
So what are Miss Me Not Flowers providing on the day?
Look, from discussions with both Amy and Tori, you know, we're going to make sure that Amy is holding the most beautiful bouquet to match her theme and that rustic style that she's looking for, but then also bouquets for her bridesmaids, something for, obviously for Jamie to wear, a buttonhole.
Oh, yes.
His groomsmen, and we're going to try and decorate that venue to really create a beautiful
atmosphere. Impressive. Christy, it's absolutely amazing. People can follow the entire thing on our socials, Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
And I expect absolutely nothing less from Miss Me Not Flowers, the greatest florist flower place in Perth.
There we go.
And they have been nominated top 5 in the world. There you go.
Oh, there we go. Wow.
Got that away. No worries.
Everyone's going to be calling you today, Christy. We'll see you Friday, mate. Kim from Bow Divers, hello.
Hello. How are you going?
Good. What do you want to offer the gorgeous couple that are getting married on our show on Friday?
I run a babysitting agency. So if any guests attending the wedding want to bring children along, I'm quite happy to send a babysitter along.
God damn it, why didn't we speak before I had to go through my wedding planning?
That's an amazing idea.
That is a great idea.
Do you do this often for many weddings across Perth, Kim?
We do. We generally service from Coburn to down to Dawesville, but we're finding that the wedding season is a very busy time of year for us, and I also just love attending weddings and helping the families keep an eye on those little precious little tiny
rugrats.
And some not so precious. Yeah. But if you do have a child that you want to bring to the wedding, is it open? It's not open slide the wedding.
It's not open slide that. I mean, Perth are invited, but they'll be listening through their radios.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, when I have my child, the first person I'm going to go to is Ren Babysitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, good on you, Kim. We'll find out whether we're going to need you on Friday, but we'll leave that up to Tori, our planner. But a big shout out to you and your business, Ren Babysitting.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
See ya. Now, this one is a very special one here, Zay.
He is. He's a friend of the show and an absolute talent. MJ Jones, how are you, mate?
G'day, guys. How are you?
Oh, g'day, mate. Do you want to take us back to the start with our friend here, Zay?
Absolutely. So MJ Jones, you guys might remember, played at the world-famous rooftop. There's no doubt
about this song that Perth went crazy over, downloaded it thousands of times.
Absolutely, and can probably still continue downloading and put a bit of cash back in NJ's pocket. Mate, what are you going to provide on the day?
Yeah, well, I got a call from Tori on Friday saying, what are your plans? So I was actually supposed to be at work, but I pushed back a couple of flights. I think it's just a good little venue. It's a good little thing that Celebrations is doing as well.
And so, you'll be bashing out some tunes for us, mate?
Yeah, so there's going to be a couple of sets there. For the bride and groom. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen at the moment. But okay, I'm working on it.
Have they requested any wedding songs or anything yet? Or is it, keeping that as a surprise for Friday?
Yeah, we've got some things in the mix going on, but I think it's going to be a big surprise.
Amazing. Ooh. Will we hear your tune that we all loved here again? Are we going to hear that?
Oh, I think we might be able to sneak it in. Oh,
sneak brilliant. It in, mate. Everyone loves it.
Well, Xavier didn't do all that work for no reason. You know, we've got to hear it a bit more. And obviously you did a lot of hard work as well, MJ.
Any ideas on the wedding dance song? Any suggestions
you
there?
You can't say. It's a surprise.
Oh, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I actually did like a little poll thing. I think like Ed Sheeran's were just going off its head on that.
Well, do you know, that was the song that I want, Thinking Out Loud. That's my favourite song of all
Well, what are you going to have? What are you having, Hyde? Well, you can't tell anyone.
Well, it's between a Jimmy Barnes song song and an Elton John song.
Of course, it's Jimmy Barnes.
What, working class man?
Well, maybe. Oh, well, MJ, we can't wait to see you on Friday. Everything will be kicking off on this show at 6 a.m. Friday morning. You'll continually hear over the next few days all of Perth getting around what is going to be one magical day.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Now, Ando, you know that when I go home from here later on in the afternoons, I like to then...
9.30.
Yeah, 9.30. I did extra time, did I? It's generally 9.05.
Hey, sometimes you push through for a meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't contribute, though. I just sit there like a stunned mullet.
You sit there and you nod and you go, yeah.
And occasionally go, tomato, tomato, move on. Anyway, that's just a little bit of a detour.
Behind the scenes.
But I do like to get into the international news, Ando.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
I jump into America just to making sure Donald Trump hasn't blown anyone up or thinking about North Korea getting shot or anything like that. But
well, for those people who don't know, you're a Twitter fiend. Like, you're always on Twitter. You would say that you write back to a lot of people on Twitter, you communicate with a lot of people on Twitter, and you see a lot of stories on Twitter.
I'm still shocked there's even people still on Twitter, and you're one of them.
He's a
Mate,
big Twitter
Twitter's
fiend.
Twitter's ginormous.
Yeah.
Get on board.
Yeah. Get on board.
I mean,
but so you
not all of us can get over 1,000 likes on comments, but some of us can. Now, what did pop up yesterday was this interesting interview.
Completely disrespectful to his teammates.
Did he say anything to you as a veteran?
Did he say anybody to anything?
He didn't say nothing to nobody.
He left?
When did you find out? You know as much as I know. I know I found out going in the second half of the game. Coming out, said he said he's not coming out, he retired.
So who is this and what happened?
So yesterday, NFL is America's Australian
it's like
rules football.
AFL.
It's American football is what they call it. A guy called Vontae Davis earning $7 million a year. So his contract is worth $7 million. At halftime in week two, halftime, the whistle had gone. They walked into the change rooms. He had a shower, grabbed his bag and said, see you later, guys. I quit. And just walked out, retired then and there on the spot. No interest in coming back.
Had he had a bad day?
No, they're losing.
Had it been going on for a while?
No, they're losing. He's a good player. $7 million going into his account a season. Just thought on his feet at halftime. Didn't tell anyone. Not anyone.
And just left.
Grabbed his gear and went home.
What does that mean him for now? Like, does he get his $7 million?
No, he won't get any of that. But he's retired. He's like, it didn't quite pan out the way I thought. But
so he was obviously angry and then just, like, does he have issues? Or
well,
like,
I think a lot of them do. But anyway.
Probably, like, the poor bugger.
Bugger the poor bugger. All he had to do was sit on the bench to earn $7 million. Goodness me, I'm turning up at 4:30 for... a bag of beans. Now, what I want to hear from people, give us a call, 131060.
Yeah.
What did you quit on the spot?
Well, there's been moments that, you know, I've decided, you know, oh, no worry, I'm gone. I'm gone from job. I've done that a few times. I'm like, yeah, that's it. I'm done. You said that to me the wrong way. I'm gone.
Where did you quit? And where did you stand firm when you quit? So someone said something. It might be a relationship. Your husband or wife might have just...
When you're done.
Just, I am done. Bags and packed. See you later. Not returning.
I think I told you about this before, but it was when I was younger and living with my mum and dad. I think I must have been 17 and they weren't letting me do something. And I was like, I'm done in this household. I'm not an Anderson anymore. And I remember packing everything in my room and my dad was like, see you later. See you later. And he was like, don't let the door hit you on the bum on the way out. And I remember packing my car and everything and driving off. I can't believe they don't want me anymore. But it was my decision.
Yeah, of course.
And then I think I lasted like an hour and a half and then I was like, got no money.
Yep.
I'm poor.
Yep.
So you reneged on your word, but 131060. Yeah. When did you not renege and just call it quits on
Done.
The spot? See you later. I am not returning in a relationship, a job, with your family. It could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
Could be anything. 131060. Open up the lines now.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
When did you quit something on the spot?
Yeah.
Because we're talking about Vontae Davis, an American footballer earning $7 million a year. Mm. At halftime on the weekend, he walked in the rooms, packed his bags, and disappeared.
You know, to quit on your teammates when things aren't going so well in the middle of a game where we need you and we're down a man, that's definitely disrespectful.
Now, Ando, you said that you had another example of quitting.
Well, I only remembered when you said it right at the end and you were like, I don't want the comebacks. You want when they've just gone. And I remembered a friend told me how her mum was dating this guy. They've been together for a long time.
Sorry, your mum was?
No, my friend's mum.
Oh, sorry, yep.
And her partner went out to get milk and never came back. Never, ever. And never returned.
Is he, like, had they heard? Like, did she find
he's
him
now
on socials
gone
or
something? And so moved dead. On or something.
Okay.
Yeah, but
he's
like, he just literally went, oh, I'm going to get milk and then gone. Never to return.
Courtney, when did you quit something and never return?
Yeah, I was a dental nurse probably about 15, 20 years ago, so long ago. And my boss, I started to notice that the dentist was overcharging and putting random item numbers on the patient's cards. And so when I went up and actually helped them pay, I was just like, hang on, I'm sure none of this actually happened. And the more I realised what was going on, I lost it and quit my job instantly. And I just said, I don't agree with that. It was breaking every bone of my body. And I was like, you can't do that to people. Yeah. So, especially when they've got mouths full of blood and they're upset and stressed. It's really gross.
Down for Courtney now.
Is this a dentist in Perth?
No. No. It was in Sydney, which is good. Don't worry, guys.
I was going to say, I did get a feeling the other day I didn't think I needed. Anyway, we'll move on from that. Good morning, Bree. How are you going?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
We're going well in here. What did you quit and never return from?
I was a hairdresser and I got really badly bullied. So one day I just caught up sick and I just never went back.
And you didn't you didn't tell them why or anything like that? That was just it?
I just had a stomach bug and I said that and then I just never went back.
And you didn't want to go, didn't need the pay, didn't need any of that?
Who needs that?
It is a good one where you plan yourself the day off. Like Ryan, for example, I'm a bit sick,
and then
they don't come in next week, and then they're just not on the roster, and like, oh, whatever happened to that Ryan guy?
Who knows?
He gone.
Let's go to Kaz and Balgar. Have you ever done this?
I have.
What happened with you, Kaz?
So I used to do dog washing, dog grooming, in a place in Dianella. I'm the biggest animal lover, and I got chucked out the back washing dogs.
Yeah.
This is my first day. Wasn't allowed to use a towel to dry these little dogs. I pretty much had to wash them, they're soaking wet, chuck them in front of this big, massive fan and let them dry. And I was there for about 3 hours and I just said, no, I can't do it. I'm going. And she's like, oh, I need you. I was like, no, I'm going. Sorry.
Tools down.
I'm done with this. So did you leave the dog wet still?
Or? Yeah.
Still wet. Oh. No apron. It was just, I couldn't do it. It was so cruel.
Did you go for the 3 hours pay? Did you get paid for the 3 hours?
No.
Is that what they do when they do the dog wash and stuff? They don't dry them with a towel. They dry them with a big
particular special, place,
yeah, it's a special air dryer that you get to go. And
I know.
Ages, and
but when
dog
I first went
crazy.
In, when I first went in, you know, to go for the interview and stuff, they bring the dogs out all nice and pretty with these pretty little bows on them, but obviously don't know what they're going through while they're getting washed and dried and behind the scenes. So, yeah.
Right. Well, thanks, Kaz. Thanks for the insight into the dog grooming world.
It's not how my dogs get groomed at home.
No, you don't even wash yours, do
you? In the shower.
What do you mean?
Actually, pretty funny the other day. So Tilly rolls in dog waste at the park, so she often has to get showered.
Is this a regular thing?
Yeah, all the time. And then Kevin, who's the big lab, he loves a shower. So when we take Tilly outside to dry herself in the sun, we come back inside and Kev's jumped in the bath and he's just sitting there waiting to be washed.
Loves
it, yeah.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
One of the all-time greats in radio.
Yes, no, that upsets me.
Okay, what about one of the more organised members of the Hamish and Andy team?
Cheers, guys. Appreciate it.
Andy Lee.
Hello, mate.
Morning, guys.
Hello.
Ryan.
I know.
Not strong enough to be able to compete today. I'm just terrible. Even heading into the finals, you'd think he'd be able to get himself up.
He's a Hawthorn supporter, mate. He did spend 4 days in Melbourne. He was due back last night, so I'm a bit suspicious. He might be on Mad Monday. Now, Andy, I need a cut to the chase, mate. I've mentioned many times on this show, I love the podcast. Now,
I don't think you've told us before.
I listened to the podcast on the weekend. I just want to bring this to people's attention, Andy, if you don't mind listening.
Here we go.
To keep my crown as having, I believe we've been calling it the most.
I think you're calling it the superior one.
Superior penis.
And I thought there's a whole lot of other tests we need to be able to use that word.
Well, you keep testing me, and so far there've been one test, one pass.
Oh, there can be no doubt Hamish has the most useful or highest utility penis of the two. Undefeated 2 from 2.
Now, Andy, you're Norton 2. What is it like having an inferior penis to one of your best mates, and now that's factual information?
apologies to all of Perth listeners that it's gone straight to this.
Good morning, 7:47.
Yeah.
Yeah, 7:47. Well, look, I mean, to bring everybody up to speed, if we need to go here.
Yeah, we do.
Hamish got exceptional flow, like really fast. And I had an operation on my downstairs area many years ago.
Yeah.
And I thought flow had improved dramatically post-op. So that's when I challenged him to the flow off. And I got beaten convincingly. And so, yeah, I thought during the week on the podcast, I was suggested to him that I would wanted to do a capacity challenge to see who had a larger volume that they could use. But this is not great. Not great radio, probably not great podcast. Hamish, again, was a victim.
Would you have done this on your radio show, Andy? Or because, you know, Zaves this morning was like, I've got something great
Yeah, we probably
today.
Would have.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah.
Now, Andy, mate, it's the great time of year. The footy finals around the corner, and over here in Perth, West Coast, absolutely flying. You're on base in Melbourne. Yeah. What's the feel around Melbourne with the finals? And obviously the Demons are coming over west. How's that all stacking up over east?
Well, it's been annoying because I think the AFL over here, or certainly the Melbourne media, have forgotten that there's a West Coast team or a Perth-based team. We haven't heard much about them, but I really like the West Coast Eagles. Of course, I'm lamenting Kennedy being over there and dominating, considering I'm a Carlton fan. But, I think the feeling seems to be that there's a big match, obviously, this week with Richmond and Collingwood. Seems like there's going to be a more of a fair bout, and we kind of feel like the Eagles will be able to get it done. It's a hard trip across to Melbourne.
Xavier, his hands are in the air. You're supposed to speak, mate. You're excited.
I was pumped. No. And last one from me, mate. How's the TV show going? You loving it? Enjoying your time off?
Back tonight, 8:40. Andy, where are you guys at with it? Like, how many episodes do we have left?
We've got four left, but tonight is the most horrific episode by a mile. Oof. If Lisa wasn't sitting there smiling at us while telling us the story, you'd be surprised if she got through this alive. So it is a bit of a horror story. I'll say this, though. We've got the most expensive prop for the whole season in tonight's episode.
Wow.
Ooh.
We spent the most money on special effects by about 10 times any other episode in tonight's episode.
Jeez.
To try and encapsulate what the horrific thing that Lisa went through.
And any stars in the show tonight? Are we seeing any local Australian actors?
There's plenty of those, but, I mean, people may remember, I think, Ian Meadows, who's a bit of a heartthrob, you might recognise
him. From Love
him.
Child.
He plays the gorgeous guy that this girl falls in love with, and then she sleeps over at his house. He goes off to work. He's a shift worker, and she gets trapped in his room. Oh. That's basically and how she gets out. Is quite the tale. So, and Jess Tovey, people may not recognise Jess, but just an amazing actress.
All right. Perfect. Well, Andy, we are super excited to have you back on our TV shows tonight at 8:40. I wasn't going to ask this question, but love is in the air at the moment on this radio station. We are marrying a couple on Friday on our show, Amy and Jamie. Yep. So the big question is, when are you getting married?
You can't ask someone that, Ando.
And would you like to get married on Friday?
We can do two for one if you want to do it on Friday.
We've got a deal going on.
That's good, actually. Yeah, I heard these things are expensive, so I'll consider that.
Lock it in, then. Lock it in. Yep.
One of my friends has to go to a wedding on grand final day.
That's
not the worst. Yeah. That's not the worst thing ever, and the most selfish thing that's ever happened.
I can't believe someone would do that.
Heidi Lee is getting married on the Friday, the day before the grand final at West Coast, are most likely going to be in it down south. 3 hours away from any airport,
it's
Heidi's getting married.
The day before, Andy.
Yeah, still. I mean, West Coast fans need at least the travel day. Correct. I think that's just as bad.
Thank you.
That's my fiancé. He's a West Coast Eagle. Oh, well, Andy, mate, it's great to have you on the show. We're big fans. You will be on Carrie and Tommy this afternoon, but we'll see you on our TV shows at TV channels at 8:40 tonight. See you, Ledge.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Take it easy. Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hitter. Download it today.
Oh, this guy. Should we just have a bit of a listen? Get set the scene with old Nick Cummins.
Probably tomorrow. If I end up getting a gig, mate, I'll be going off like a cut snake.
So you're as tough as woodpecker lips.
Yeah, look, there's a couple of big hoos getting about. You know, going off like a bull in a china shop.
Sweating like a gypsy with a mortgage, actually, when he got up after scoring that try.
Who is this guy, Zaves?
Wallaby.
Yeah.
He played rugby union for Australia, also the Western Force. I believe he's going to come back and play for the Western Force. He did tell us that. And The Bachelor.
And The Bachelor. Okay. I won't say we were all invested. Some of us are invested in The Block.
The Block, absolutely.
Others are just not invested in reality trash.
Now Kat and Romy is gone. I'm just like, nah, I'm done. No more drama.
Oh, so they had you.
Yeah, they had me.
They were.
Now it's just like love. I don't care about love.
What? It's all about love on this show, goddammit.
It's about Instagram followers for all of them.
So I've heard three rumours this morning about The Bachelor. Some of them, I was going to say a 4.5 star out of five, like crazy.
And from what I gather, closer to fact than rumour.
You don't want me to say them on this radio show.
I just think you'll spoil it for people who are enjoying
the
show.
But we can always say spoiler alert and turn off your radio now, and then we'll never know if people are listening or not.
We might lose a listener.
Yeah, true.
They might turn over to 6PR or something.
Yeah.
Well, then they'll be back pretty quick. Okay. So, Tegan, it's going to be up to you guys to decide. Are you a Batchy fan?
Not much. Not 100%, but yes, I've watched it a few times.
Do you still want to know the rumours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Great. Good vote, sister girl. Keep listening. All right. Let's go to Jessica from Hillary's. Hello, Jessica. Do you want to know the Batchy rumours?
I need to know. You need to tell everyone.
All right. That's a big tick from Jessica there. Susan and Jewett Hill. Need the rumours. Need to know.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Spoil it.
Okay. Because are you still going to watch it anyway? I am.
Only sort of dip in and out, but I love all behind the scenes. This is, you know, they said one thing, but secretly he's going out with someone else.
Yeah, I can hear it from your voice. You're all over the Daily Mail every single day.
That's three from three.
All right, Zaves. So what do we do here? We tell everyone to turn off.
Turn off. If you don't want to know, turn off your radio, then turn it back on
these
in about 1 minute from now.
These rumours are juicy. Shall we start with the ones that I've received this morning from our listeners?
Yes, go.
Okay, go the first one.
Now, I heard it from the grapevine that the Bachelor has been doing some hanky-panky in Broome. I need to know.
Okay, so the Bachelor was the Bachelor. Now I'm calling him the Bachelor. That was brilliant work from that listener. So he was in Broome, remember, before he came here?
Yes.
Apparently, he's hooked up with someone in Broome.
He's rounded a few bases. You can confidently say.
This was only a few months ago. So the Bachelor has been finished for some time.
One and done, yep. Okay. Now, tell me, how did you come across that rumour?
Well, you know, working in this industry, you meet people.
Meet and greet,
Meet and greet different people from around. And Perth is a small place as well.
Especially
so, like
Broome's
I said,
involved.
I don't know if these ones are definitely true, but I'm moving towards the one that I can see in front of me that is 100% true. Okay, let's go to the next one that's a bit of a rumour flying around.
So I've heard that the badge has been sliding into all sorts of DMs around Perth. DMs are Instagram messages.
Apparently he's been messaging some girls.
There's some evidence, isn't there? A handful of girls have received some DMs.
Yeah.
I assume that the batch is not looking just for friendship.
No.
Maybe a little bit of fun.
I also heard... Oh, I don't know if I'm going to say that
third
one.
Bombshell?
No, there was a I was about to add another one.
No, it's all on the table now.
Come on.
No, it's all
not.
On the table. It is. It is. You can't run a phone call about
rumors. Okay, so I heard this one last week.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say their name, but one of the contestants is dating another girl, and she's not from the show, but so...
Lesbian.
Yeah. Well,
exactly.
So put the two and two together. Put two and two together.
Yep. So I'm confused.
We already know that Brooke does dabble in, you know, both sort of sides of the party.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, she doesn't have a label on it, but she loves love.
So is Brooke from Perth?
Yes.
So Brooke's got a girlfriend over here in Perth.
I'm not saying that, rumour.
Mate, I'm just trying to piece it together for everyone.
You just said that. I didn't.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not saying whether that's true or false, but all I'm saying is that's one rumour. Okay, and then the final one that I've actually got evidence sitting here in front of me. Batchy is seen with another woman who's no one from the show on September 8th in Manly. A couple of blokes were driving past and they got their Snapchat out and they were like, oh my God, so who is this chick? New chick in town, so no one wins. Some people, though, are saying that it looks like Britney.
Nah, it's not
from
Brittany.
The show. And that's what I said.
She got broader shoulders.
My money's that Brittany's going to win, but the rumors.
But this is just a photo of the badge standing next to a girl.
They hugged.
No, there's. I can't. There is space between them.
That's what these guys said.
If you want to see them, are they up on our socials at the moment? Heidi, Xavier, and Ryan. If you want to see them while you're going through, just maybe just check them out, see if it's Brittany or not.
These guys are saying someone in the car behind us yelled at him. He looked pretty relaxed and didn't seem to be trying to hide. When they contacted his management company, they said, thanks for reaching out, but there will be no further comment.
Badge doesn't find love on the show, but finds love in Manly.
So apparently he does find love on the show, but they've broken up. But I don't know. Like I said,
these are all rumors.
I feel like I've let everyone down.
Are you just making them up on the spot now?
No.
The photographic evidence is a good one. We'll put it up on our Insta.
See what you think, Perth. Check it out for yourself. Heidi, Xavier, and Ryan.
The Heidi, Xavier, and Ryan catch up on Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier, and Ryan. Ryan Catchup was for ECU, Australia's top-ranked public university for student experience.